Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 12th of July. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on confession. It's tough to admit our sins and entrust ourselves to God's grace, but it is essential for our holiness and spiritual growth. We turn again to Nehemiah chapter 9 and verses 1 to 4. Today we're reading from the Message translation. Then on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel gathered for a fast, wearing burlap and faces smudged with dirt, the signs of repentance. The Israelites broke off all relations with foreigners, stood up and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their parents. While they stood there in their places, they read from the book of the revelation of God, their God, for a quarter of the day. For another quarter of the day, they confessed and worshipped their God. A group of Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kenaniah, stood on the platform and cried out to God, their God, in a loud voice. Amen. Which do you find the most difficult? To confess to something you did years ago, or to confess to something you've just done? There is no right answer to that question. But sometimes it's easier to confess something you did ages ago because somehow the lack of immediacy takes the emotion out of it. Confessing to something you've just done, in contrast, is sometimes more difficult because our pride gets in the way. Nehemiah and the people of God found one particular difficulty with waiting to confess their sins. There were a lot of them to confess. In Nehemiah chapter 8, they'd spent 6 hours listening to the book of the law and confessing their sins. Then, later in the month in this chapter, Nehemiah chapter 9, they spent another 3 hours listening to the book of the law and another 3 hours confessing more sins. They had let their sins pile up in their lives over many generations and therefore had many sins to confess before God. Now, you and I don't let rubbish pile up in our homes. So don't let sin pile up in your heart either. Take the rubbish out of your heart on a daily basis by examining yourself before God every day and confessing any sins he brings to mind. God will never get bored of your confessions. He never tires of forgiving you, even for the same sins over and over again. God doesn't criticize you. He blesses you with love, grace, and mercy. If you stumble, confess that straight away to God. He will forgive you, and he'll help you grow away from what makes you stumble. Don't let the rubbish pile up. As you think through this reflection today, you might want to use these questions to help you. In what way are you struggling with sin today? And could you take a moment to confess it to God and make a clean start? I hope you'll join me tomorrow. In Battle Drill Devotionals, we will be looking at how confession brings us closer to God than complaining does.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.